Happy Monday. Happy Monday, everybody. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Monday. Today's Monday, March the 25th. How's everyone out there doing? I hope everyone is doing as well as can be. If not, do something about it to make it better. Tonight's podcast is going to be about appreciating the things that people do for you. A lot of times we get so caught up in life that we don't realize the things that other people do for us, and we tend to not really think about it and appreciate them. Appreciate even with the point of the job that you have, or even appreciate your children, or appreciating or vice versa, the children are not appreciating their parents. You're not appreciating your spouse. You don't appreciate the different things that adds the glue to the situation that you are in. Because you got to think about it. If that person decides to, or that job decides to let you go, or those children decide to not deal with you or cut you out of their lives or whatever, who are you going to look to for support? Who are you going to look to for love and understanding? Or who are you going to look to whenever you are in a bind? A lot of times we take people and situations for granted, and whenever that person or that situation doesn't have enough of you, then you want to look all crazy and play the victim about the different things that you misused or you misguided within yourself, or that you didn't show the appreciation. It's really bad like that in the Black community, and the reason why I say that is because, think about it, a lot of the grandparents and grandfathers and stuff, they have transitioned on. And so now we're dealing with these people that are baby boomers, people that really didn't get shit out of the mud, really didn't have to work for nothing. Everything was always given to them or whatever. Not thinking about the point that whenever that person has had enough of you, or even if that person has mistakenly passed on. A lot of people get all crazy, especially whenever they lose a loved one, and that loved one was the breadwinner. Go figure within that. You don't appreciate these type of people because the simple fact is you misused them. Misusing people is not a good thing. And the reason why it's not a good thing is you don't want to be used yourself. Think about it. The whole big picture. If you take a son that was living with his mom for so many years, she had been telling him over and over again, you need to get yourself together so you can be on your own. I don't own this home, or whatever the case may be. If something happened to me, what if she was on low income and he was living with his mom or whatever? He never cleaned up behind himself. Every time he turned around, he was always bringing girls over or whatever the case may be, being very disrespectful. Then all of a sudden, that mom passed away. Then he looking all crazy. I know a situation like that from hand to hand. A guy was talking about that one day, a friend of mine, and he was like, yeah, you know, he was always upset with his mom about certain stuff or whatever. Then all of a sudden she took ill and she passed away. But guess what? He was living in a low income home with his mom. Then he got to the point that he was on social media talking about he was homeless. Nigga, you was homeless before. You was just misusing the point that you had a mom that was there that was taking up the slack for different things that you supposed to have been doing in the first place. A lot of times people don't realize these type of things until it's too late. You can't dig the person back up, or you can't be able to receive that person's social security check or even the low income voucher to live in that home. We're living in a time now that the cost of living is very expensive because we make it that way. Of course, we can live outside and don't have to worry about paying bills or living off the grid where we don't have to pay bills. But we got to get to the point of setting ourselves to be that way. What about even to the point that you be on a job and you know that you're supposed to get up, and every time you turn around, you're always late for deadlines. You're always late for you know, big corporate accounts and stuff like that. Then all of a sudden that person at that job decides to say, hey, listen, I'm sick of this shit. What you got going on? I'm gonna let you go. Then you go to the point of you want to play victim and say they let me go without notice, but you've been late for many, many years and over again. I seen that they was talking about the other day on social media where this teacher was said she got fired at a job for rapping or whatever the case may be. I'm gonna tell you something. There's good rap and there's bad rap. And regardless of what you, you know, you as a teacher, you're supposed to be an influence, but she want everybody to play the victim for her. Look at her as the victim whenever to the point that when she signed on that dotted line, there were certain things that she could and she could not do on that job because, you know, you got to think about it. If you're working on somebody else's job, and I think this was in Georgia, Alabama, and Mississippi, they're at will state. They could fire you. In Texas, just because they want to. They could fire you just because they want to. It's written in state laws. But a lot of times we don't look at the laws and different stuff because the simple fact is we live our life off of emotion. You could be here today and gone tomorrow on somebody else's job. Or whatever. Now, if you had your own business or whatever, then there'd be something else different. That's just something for you guys to think about. Different things that we don't tend to look at, or whatever the case may be. Not calling and checking on your kids. Not calling and checking on your parents. Not trying to see what's going on with them. Every time you turn around, you calling and ask for something instead of you calling to give something. Even down to the point of an encouraging word. Life is about reality, and it's all up to each individual in order for them to live their own reality. But you got to get realized that you just can't burn bridges and expect for everybody to keep building those bridges back up for you. This is real life situations. A lot of us don't think about these type of things because we get so caught up in thinking that these people are supposed to do this because they love us or they show love. What if that person loves you enough to love themselves to say, hey, listen, I'm tired of you misusing me. And you don't really appreciate me. I can recall that in my first marriage of how things were or whatever. Don't get me wrong. You know, hey, regardless of what the situation is, everybody have their own dilemma or their delay of making bad decisions. But it came to a point that in my first marriage that things were just being misused within the situation. You misused me for my kindness. You misused me for the things that I did brought to the table within the point of my our children, so forth and so on. Then when it got to the point that you feel like that you could be out on your own, that everything starts crumbling down. That's how it usually happens. And then it's just not saying that was from my experience. That's with a lot of women in their experiences. Now, don't get me wrong. There's some men that's out there that bend over backwards and do what they got to do. And women misuse them. Case in point, on social media, it's trending. Where this woman, she was with this guy. And she had been together with him for 10 or 15 years. Her mom told her to put her back a savings for a rainy day. Escape savings. This was the topic. It was the escape savings. And the escape savings was within the point because the guy didn't want her to work. He wanted to work and he could have been to the point that he wanted to control her. Within that being said, or whatever the case may be, I don't think that was the case because the simple fact is, they had a lavish life. They didn't have any children, and the way that they were living and stuff like that, or whatever. He was working two jobs and doing a side job with Uber and Lyft and stuff like that on his part time, just in order for her to have a good and soft life. Like, what woman wouldn't want to have a soft life? You can't get to the point that you be so selfish. The man took ill and went to the point that she had to get a job. And that's a good thing that she did that or whatever. So when he got back better or whatever the case may be, you know, they was going back to the same thing of the way they were or whatever. And that's fine and dandy. But what my thing is, regardless of what the situation is, people don't realize these type of things when you want to have some type of control of a person in their life. Like, she could have just said, well, hey, listen, we could just live in separate households and we could do our own thing and see about whatever. But her mom taught her, which well, I felt like was a bit of a way of saying for her to have an escape goat just in case something might happen. It went into the point of an escape goat to say, well, hey, you know, somebody took ill, escaping just in case she could be able to be on her own. That's what her mom said. That's what the story was. Within that, everybody's bashing this woman or whatever the case may be. And as I think, my opinion, it is too, because I have sons. When you are in a relationship with somebody, when you're in a marriage, in a unity, or whatever, you are united as one, the woman kept the money of the escape goat away from the husband. She didn't tell him anything about it. And the reason why she didn't tell him anything about it is because it was for the point of an escape goat, just in case things got rough, meaning to the point of he decided if he was going to be cheating and or they just decided not to be with each other. You can't hold on to a foundation with that type of thought process, because the simple fact is that's just how things is. Now, don't get me wrong. It's okay for people to save money or whatever the case may be, because just in case for a rainy day. And by all means, that's how I am now. Like with my marriage now, I try to save money. My husband know how much money I save or whatever the case may be. I put it in the thing like with the envelope challenge and stuff like that, just in case for a rainy day. I don't look at it to the point of it being an escape goat. Because the simple fact is, all I got to do is just get up and just move within that. I'm not taking his money away from him and saying that. We got to get back to the point of thinking about appreciating one another as a whole. And a lot of times we don't do that because we misuse each other. And we don't think about the whole big picture of the unity. A unit and a foundation can't stand on its own. It takes to the point of a collective group of people. Meaning like if you got a husband and wife, children, so forth and so on. Whatever that it is that you, in order for you to hold that foundation together. People get so misconstrued about certain different things. And I encourage you, anybody, if you're in a relationship with somebody, always be straightforward and honest with that person. Because the simple fact is, if you don't give them the opportunity to tell you, then when it comes down to the point of a surprise come along or whatever the case may be, who fault is it? I don't know. We just get so caught up in different things and just don't appreciate each other. If you get to the point of you looking at, hey, I appreciate my marriage and I appreciate my relationship with the other person, then you have an open relationship to the point of communicating in a better way. A lot of times we misuse each other all because of our selfishness. A lot of times relationships don't last is because of selfishness. People want to prove a point about whatever. Some of my social media friends or people that I went to school with or whatever the case may be, you know, it brings me joy within the point of a legacy. I was telling my brother that earlier. When I just got off the phone with him, we've been on the phone talking about an hour about business, this and that, there, whatever. I'm gonna tell you something. You could have people, you could be in a relationship with somebody and they could be pulling away from you, or you could be in a relationship with somebody and they could be help building with you. A lot of times people don't know how to build with that person because they are very selfish. And when you get to the point of you being so selfish or whatever the case may be, when that person decides to say, hey, listen, I no longer want to do this anymore. This right here serves me absolutely no purpose, or whatever the case may be. So you can't get upset with that person, because the simple fact is, this is something that you created. There's so many different people being in relationships with folks and don't appreciate these people until that person says, hey, enough is enough. I am gone. I'm out. You know, you got to be able to fuel and cultivate your own mental, because at the end of the day, when it's all said and done, or whatever the case may be, whenever you transition on by yourself, for yourself and by yourself. A lot of times we don't look at things like that when, you know, within that. We don't have a notebook type of love anymore, a notebook type of understanding anymore. You could argue about certain things and then like you can't come back from that argument, or you can come back from that argument, whichever way it is. I just encourage people to try to appreciate people, appreciate one another. Don't wait to the point that the bed becomes to the point it's unbearable to lay in anymore. And then that person decides to say, hey, listen, I no longer want to lay in this type of bed anymore. I'm tired of the thorns sticking me through my back. I'm tired of carrying within the point about, and it ain't just necessarily got to be financial. It could also be to the point of mental. A lot of guys, my brother was talking early, and was like, you know, sometimes he gets to the point that, you know, his cup runs over with certain things or whatever the case may be. And I always tell him, hey, listen, at the end of the day, you got to think about, you got to live and die for your own self. You know, it's okay for you to take a break. It's okay for you to say, hey, listen, you shouldn't feel guilty about somebody else's situation that didn't work out. Some people don't even want to give good, don't want to receive good, sound advice. Some people resent you because you're trying to tell them something good, something for their own good, but they still don't want to listen. That's just how life is. It's really sad that we're that way, and it's really bad in the Black community. Black people need to come together as one of understanding how things feel, being able to manage our emotions a little bit better, being able to understand things from other people's point of view, and stop using each other. We were brought up in this slave mentality to use another person to try to get ahead in order for to make that other person comfortable, when you should be able to build together and to cultivate one another together and to be able to understand each and every one's emotional standpoint. Love can't be shown when you have things that is not the way that it's supposed to be. And the reason why things are not the way they're supposed to be, because we're so imbalanced within the point of our emotion and of our understanding. You can't be able to have a conversation with one another without arguing. You can't appreciate that person got up and went to work today, or that whatever time that they went to work, if they worked long hours, so forth and so on. Like, a lot of people don't look at those type of things. Start appreciating people a little bit more. Have some type of sympathy and understanding. If that person don't feel that well today, don't expect for that person to be able to be 100 all the time, because you're not 100 all the time. Everybody get weak from time to time. Sometimes some people burn bridges a little bit worse than others. Some people burn their bridges completely down, and there ain't no foundation. There ain't even nothing but ashes, nothing but dust, or whatever the case may be. Then you got to start all over again. And what's the point of keep kind of start all over? You got to get to the point of understanding, hey, you got to learn from something. You got to learn from something regardless of what. Even if you have to learn from the point that that person decide to say, hey, listen, I no longer want to lay in this bed anymore. I want to live a better life. I feel like things could be a lot more better without you. And it could go both ways. My grandmother, God rest her soul, or wherever she transitioned to, or whatever the case may be. She said she was with a man for so many years that was very abusive. When it got to the point that she just got tired of it. People get tired of you misusing them. The guy got upset with her because he decided she's supposed to have did exactly what he told her to do. That's another thing. You can't control people. Or whatever, you can advise them, but you can't control them. There's more to life than trying to control another person's thought process and the way they feel. If you put yourself into somebody else's shoes, then nine times out of 10, you will be able to understand where they're coming from, or their reactions of how things is, or even just how life is in reality. That's just something for you guys to think about. Start appreciating people a little bit more. You know, appreciate what they do. Sometimes I can even say to myself that I don't appreciate my husband with some of the things that he do for me or whatever. And I always look at, hey, you're going to always look at yourself. Hey, listen, I don't think he appreciate me. It goes both ways. When you're in a relationship, you appreciate one another or whatever the case may be. Because listen, that person don't have to be there. That person don't have to be there for you. They don't have to be there for themselves. That's just something for you to think about. So we in the black community, we always quick to say, man, he shouldn't have did that. Man, she shouldn't have even acted like that. When it, you don't know the whole big picture. You don't know what that person endured behind closed doors. Even if you've known on a day-to-day basis, you can't really fathom how a person really feels. That's just something for you to think about. Appreciate people. Call your people. Check up on them or whatever. Just like my brother, he was telling me a few months back. He say, hey, my oldest brother, he was like, yeah, do you know how that feel when people don't call to check up on you to see how you're doing? That hurt me. The reason why they say that, I always call them. But at the same time, the person that he wanted to call, they don't never call. I said, hey, join the party. You know, they don't call me either. We just laughed about it or whatever. But I tend to, you know, sometimes you get so upset with them about certain things and you have to just step back from that. But me, myself, I'm still going to call them and check them and text them and check on them, see how they're doing or what's going on with them, regardless of how angry I get with them or whatever the case may be. Even if I call somebody else to check on them to see what's going on with them. It's still showing some point of gratitude or appreciate the point of different things. Some people don't hold themselves accountable for their actions. And they'll let pride step in the way, you know. That's one thing about we got to get rid of. We got to get rid of some of our pride. Some of our pride be so bad until the point that somebody could be giving you $1 million and you'll refuse it because you're too prideful to even take it. That's just something for you to think about. A lot of different people don't think about those type of things, even down to the point of health and how you could do things. I was telling somebody a few months ago about the same thing about health. I walked them through the point of how things is or how things supposed to go or whatever. Told them exactly what they're supposed to do, you know, and it worked out within that. But then I went to tell somebody else about the same thing. It didn't go that way. Then all hell broke loose. Friend of mine that I used to live by a few, probably about 15 years ago or whatever, she was diagnosed with cancer. And regardless of what the situation is, you don't burn your bridges with people and you always appreciate people. She shunned it off. And we as a whole in black people, we'll believe in God. We'll believe in Jesus, Buddha, whatever the case may be. And as soon as another black person come and tell them something for their own good, we'll go against everything else, because the simple fact is that person that's there that has lived it and went through that experience or whatever, telling you how things went with them. No, we'll go to the point about what Jesus did and all this other somebody else, a story that somebody else done wrote in the book. Or we'll go to the point and say this person went to school for cancer or whatever the case may be, when at the end of the day, if you take different type of medicine for cancer and stuff like that, it depletes other things in your body. Instead of them saying, well, hey, listen, you cut back on this and you try to heal your body for it to go to the natural state about what it says how God created it to be or whatever, for you to be able to heal yourself. But no, they want to go to the point of what man has made and their experience. And I'm not saying that you can't go by what the doctors say, but 9 times out of 10, at the end results, if you get to the point you got cancer or whatever, you know what I'm saying? Like, some people live within that, but most 9 times out of 10 people don't. The worst thing that kills a person is to the point that, hey, they, you know, you're taught to be fearful. You're not taught to be a warrior within the situation, you know, encouraging people by telling them, hey, listen, things are going to be all right or whatever. When you know in the back of your mind, you don't feel like things are going to be all right. You could pray. You could jump up and down. You could do whatever you may do or whatever the case may be. Unless you change your actions of how you live in or whatever, you can't expect to get different results. You're going to get the same thing over and over again. So with that being said, appreciate when people tell you something, especially if they give you good sound advice or whatever the case may be. I'm not saying, you know, you just weigh out all your options or whatever works. Case in point, I had went to the doctor last year. I always go and get a yearly checkup or whatever the case may be. Get my vitals, get my levels and stuff checked or whatever the case might be. And my blood pressure was kind of elevated. It's only kind of elevated because the simple fact is I was probably upset with my husband or upset with my children or something like that. Or maybe I wasn't eating like I supposed to. So the doctor was like, hey, it's kind of elevated just a little bit or whatever the case may be. It's borderline. So, hey, I went to the point of what I know of how things is. And that is to fast. So I fasted for 3 days. Guess what? Blood pressure went right back down. I say that to say this. You got to do things that make sense. You got to do things that works for you. Just because that doctor give you blood pressure medicine doesn't mean that it's going to fix you altogether. You got to get to the point of doing things that's going to bring out a change in your life or whatever. And with that being said, just appreciate people. Appreciate the knowledge of understanding their experiences, different experiences that you have went through, different experiences that other people have went through in order to try to make things better. Just got to get to the point of appreciating people, appreciating your job, appreciating your life, appreciating the universe, appreciating the stars, the moon, the air that you breathe or whatever the case might be. A lot of people take these type of things for granted and then be looking all crazy when it's taken away from them. I can remember to the point that I'd have been in situations where, and this was a long, long time ago, where me and my first husband went to the lake or whatever the case may be with my baby or whatever. And I know I didn't know how to swim, but I was just like, just a crazy person, just following this person or whatever. We got in the lake or whatever, got up under the water. They say, oh, we see a little small alligator in there. I'm listening to him and we done went up under the water, whatever, knowing I can't damn swim or whatever. I held my breath or whatever, but think about it. I held my breath and for however long it was until I realized, like, listen, you fool, you're going to die if you don't come up out this water. And, you know, just being able to have your own experience in life or whatever and go for them. Oh, my God, I was coughing and carrying on and stuff like that. Yeah, we got out the water. A bought lesson is a taught lesson. You learn from your different experiences in life or whatever. And you got to get to the point of appreciating yourself, too, as well. A lot of people don't appreciate themselves. They don't appreciate what they do for themselves. They don't appreciate the point that, hey, you still got life, health, and strength or whatever to the point of moving around and exercising. I misuse that on a daily basis. Or whatever, even though I feel like that, hey, listen, once I get to exercising, it scares me sometimes because, like, if I exercise too much or whatever, I'm hurting so bad later on or whatever the case may be. But I have to push past that, you know what I'm saying? So I have to start appreciating myself more. Hey, listen, you can endure this. You can get through this or whatever. And that's what I encourage you to do for yourself as well, because you got to think about it. You got people that's in wheelchairs, on walkers, so forth and so on, or whatever the case may be. So you just have to appreciate your own life. You really do. You really do. You got to have some type of understanding or whatever. And just being able to receive good sound advice, appreciate when that person could be able to bring you a drink of water. I can know that in the nursing home when I used to work there or whatever, some of the guys that was white guys, they were racist and stuff like that there, and they would be, and I told this white guy one time, he was always, first thing he would say, nigga, 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 I ain't want no nigga see about me. I said, this is the nigga that got to bring you water. Your family ain't coming here to try to help you. They're not bringing you no water. Me being the person that I am, just because he called me, that doesn't mean that I wasn't going to give him some water. Eventually, it got to the point that I was on that hall all the time. The only person he got to the point of asking for it was me. He had to apologize to me. I'm not saying that he necessarily had to apologize to me, but it came to him in his heart where he decided to apologize to me, you know, or whatever. That's why you just have to appreciate. Don't misuse people. Don't take people for granted or whatever the case might be, because you got to think about it. These people don't have to do these things. They don't have to be there for you. You know, these jobs don't have to hire you. They don't have to put up with you. You can get your own business and do that and deal with it. Having your own business is not as all what it's cracked up to be. And believe me, I know. So with that being said, you got to think about, you got to appreciate things. Try to get have some type of understanding of whatever, how things is in life, because the simple fact is things can be good and gravy one minute, and next minute it could be just pure and it falling all apart. That's just something for you guys to think about. You got to think about different things in life and what reality is. And reality is, don't misuse people. They don't have to do the things that they do for you. Once you get to the point that you done burnt yourself out, you done burnt your bridge out, or whatever the case may be, you got to start building again. You got to build that trust. You got to build that understanding or whatever. You have to build that sympathy, so forth and so on. Like, people don't think about these type of things. Don't misuse somebody, because you never know when you might need that person again or whatever. That's just something for you guys to think about. This is your girl, Mental Beauty, coming at you on a Monday, talking to you about misusing people. Appreciate the people that's in your life and what they bring and what they have to offer to you. Y'all have a good day. Thank you.